B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
It is the 5 o'clock hour. The Mike Missinelli Show, of course, is brought to us, as always, by Guided Door and Window. Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event has been extended through August. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. All right, let's get back to the phones and talk to Ron in Allentown. What's up, Ron?
Hi, Mike.
How you doing, bud?
Oh, man. I want to tell you yesterday what I thought about this stuff, but pull the plug on me. Anyway.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, man.
You got to follow the buck here.
Mm-hmm. Follow
the buck. Charlie. Mm-hmm. The Philadelphia Phillies, every station, Philadelphia stations, yeah, you got tickets left. Get your tickets. Charlie is there to fill the stadium and bring a warm, fuzzy feeling to everybody, because everybody loves Charlie.
Yeah, he's not going to sell tickets.
Absolutely.
No, he's the hitting coach.
He's going to pack that stadium. You see these people last night? Charlie.
Yeah,
it's about. It's business. It's money.
Okay. Anything else?
Right? Does that make sense? There's a reason behind madness.
No, I don't think they did it to fill the seats.
Well, yeah, it helps the guys because, you know, Charlie's here. It helps everybody.
Okay.
It helps the fans. They're going to pack the stadium.
Yeah, they're not going to come because they're not going to come because Charlie Manuel's a hit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I disagree.
I had to hang up real here because I got hungry when I was listening to you about cooking all this.
Yeah, that's a good meal.
Oh my God!
I had a good meal planned, man. What did he have to go for? Yes. Why did we clip him yesterday?
Because he was supposed to be talking about a sports topic, and he went into a different diatribe, and you couldn't cut him off. Like, he wouldn't go. You're like, get to your sports point.
He just
kept on going on whatever else. Just like there, they sold 40,000 seats to all the Cubs games because they're the Cubs.
Do I have my crew out there or what?
Yeah,
you sure do.
I got a crew of Lehigh Valley and North Miserables.
Yep.
It's amazing.
This NBC Sports Philadelphia has expanded us into the mountains. Mm-hmm. And as we go further and further into the mountains, they're more and more ornery up there.
They are ornery.
They're ornery up there. Never do you get a call from up there going, man, things are going well. Good win last night. We never get a good win. Nice job.
They are ornery. Santino in Jersey. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Santino.
Mike, Natalie.
What's up, Santino? How you doing?
All right. I haven't called in a while. I got off work early today, so I wanted to call in to you guys. So.
Oh, good. Glad to hear from you, bro.
So I got 2 points. Mm-hmm. But first, I want to say that preface my comments by saying that I'm a 3-for-4 guy. I'm not a Philly fan. I'm a Mets fan.
That's a violation.
You live in Queens. All right. You can be a Mets fan.
Yeah, I lived in Queens. Mm-hmm. I'm a 3-for-4 guy.
So wait, you moved down here from Queens? You're originally from Queens?
I'll tell you if I get tickets to FanFest when I'm there. It's a long story, but anyway.
Okay. All right.
I'm a 3-for-4 guy, and I actually was born in Cleveland, and I saw Charlie Manuel there with the Indians, and he didn't do anything. So everyone praises him here, but they hate him in Ohio, just so you guys know, by the way.
Well, he took a team to the World Series, didn't he?
Wink, wink. He inherited a team. He didn't do anything in Cleveland. Well, he had Hall of Famers there. Come on.
Yeah, but he was a hitting coach in their minor league system for a long time.
Yeah, and then he was the manager from like 01 to like 2003. Yeah,
All those guys that were hitters on that team came through the Cleveland minor league system, and he had his imprint on all of them.
That's true, but he didn't win when he was with the Indians.
Well, all right, but that doesn't mean he doesn't know hitting.
Yeah, but he's worshipped here like he's like freaking.
They won a World Series. What do you expect?
Yeah, okay. But anyways, my next point is, what are your realistic expectations for the Eagles right now? I'm geeked up. Like, I'm excited. Like, I cannot wait. This is the most anticipated season I've ever remembered in my entire life.
12-4.
I'm with you. And I think Carson is maybe runner-up to MVP because I think everyone's in love with Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
So I have really high expectations for this season, and I want to say that if I could, I'm going to take two of my friends to FanFest if I can get two tickets instead of one this year.
You only got one.
I would say no.
Wait, you have tickets to FanFest?
No, I don't. I want tickets, but I want to have three tickets because I want to take two of my friends.
We can't give away tickets, man, randomly. You have to earn them. I'm sorry, man. Okay. If I could give tickets to everybody that asked, I would, but then it would get out of control. So we try to maintain a semblance of control.
Oh, real fast, Mike, there's a new conspiracy that's happening.
What's that?
And it's affecting Lindsay and the office workers. People are now calling in. We keep a spreadsheet of everybody that has FanFest tickets.
Mm-hmm.
People are calling in, and they used to say, hey, I didn't get my tickets yet. Can you check on them? Now there are people who don't have tickets who are trying to call in and lie.
Oh, and trying to scam?
Right, so we ask for their name and the email and the phone number, and it's not even in the system. So it's not that they didn't get tickets. They didn't win tickets.
Oh.
And they're in there. So this is the first time people have done that. They're trying to scam their way into tickets.
And we've been keeping diligent records.
We have every single person.
You can't get over on it.
So Lindsay's like, you don't have any tickets.
This is how big this thing's gotten, man. You know we're getting big when people try to counterfeit you.
Come on.
Yeah.
I didn't get my tickets yet. What's your, it's Jimmy John at G. Nope. No tickets for under that name. Get out of here.
Steel in Ocean City. Steel, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steel.
Mike.
What's up, Steele?
Listen, you are a rat. You know why?
I'm a what?
A rat.
What?
All right. You're a rat. Your coworkers are starving. Right? they're eating Doritos, and you trotted out this menu, and these poor, Tyrone and Nat, they got to be like, they're probably drooling.
Well, listen, Tyrone and Natalie will be invited to a dinner party, but I just got the idea. I got a friend coming in recovering from prostate surgery, man. I'm trying to lay out some food for the guy. I mean, what do you want? I'm trying to have a nice night for the guy. He's on his way to my house as we speak.
I apologize.
All right. Okay.
I apologize. You're not
my college roommate and another roommate of ours. I lived with five other guys my junior year in a townhouse. So two of them are going to be there at the dinner party.
Well, just wipe off the drool of your coworkers. Listen,
all right. I'll bring them some leftovers. How's that?
Well, that's
some gnocchi leftovers next week because I'm off for a few days.
That's your call.
It'll be several days old. All right, go ahead.
These NFL diva receivers, that's kind of why I called. Mm-hmm. I think Antonio Brown, Beckham, Dez, they're basically maggots. They're no good. I'm serious, Mike. You want these?
What do you mean they're no good? What do you mean by that? They're obviously great
bad,
talent.
They're bad people.
They're bad for the team because they're divas.
They're bad people.
They're not bad people. They're just divas.
They're privileged guys that have talent, and they're bad people. Julio Jones, you can run down.
You can't make statements that they're bad people because you don't know they're bad people. Steele, come on. They're divas. They require a lot of attention because they play a position that enables them to get that kind of attention. But it doesn't mean that you can't win with them. You won with T.O. Not to a point. You won with Randy Moss to a point.
You won with Jerry Rice all the way. With
Jerry Rice, but he wasn't a diva like these guys are.
You also didn't know that we were hungry.
Jerry Rice wasn't a diva. He was a workout fanatic. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know you guys were hungry.
No, you didn't know that.
That's your fault.
You didn't know that we didn't eat today? That's me and Tyrone's fault.
Yeah, that's not up to you.
You didn't have anything to eat?
No.
Not one thing?
No.
No.
All I had was a little mini sausage biscuit.
No, I was
Jimmy Dean.
Stressful.
Let me say. I won't be sitting down eating. I've been doing the meal. I'm running around serving people tonight.
Yeah,
didn't know we were hungry.
For the reason I'm not eating, get well soon, Mr. Ward, my father-in-law.
Oh, your father-in-law?
Yeah.
Is recovering?
Yeah. So I was doing a lot of running around.
Oh, okay.
But he's apparently, according to my wife, he's doing well, yeah.
All right, cool. Let's go Fred in Lebanon. Fred, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Fred.
Yeah, I originally wanted to call to answer your trivia question about the most quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah, did you know it was Purdue?
Yeah, I was thinking it was California.
Well, USC is second, but Purdue is third.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I'm also with Tyrone on the trivia question. I'd say I'm.
What trivia question?
I'd say I'm back in the Phillies bandwagon.
Oh, you're back on the Phillies bandwagon because of last night, because of one game. Because they scored 11 runs. Suppose they scored 4 last night. You'd be back on.
Yeah, but the night before also didn't Harper hit 2 home runs?
They obviously won a couple games in a row against a pretty decent team. So yeah.
Yeah, but I know that.
Yeah, hold your horses about tonight, though. Now, if they lose tonight and they get banged around a little bit, what are you going to think? You back off?
No, I'll stay there.
You will? So that one game kept you there. One game last night kept you on the perch.
It kept me from hopes. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm good for you. I'm glad. I wish I could be. See, I'm not optimistically foolish. I'm optimistic when optimism is at hand, shall we say.
Like about the Eagles and the Sixers. You're optimistic about both the seasons
I see it in front of me. Like this, I don't know. To me, I've got to see at least a couple weeks of this kind of production for me to believe that they can actually get to the playoffs through their offense. Because I know they can't do it through their pitching.
The Monday after Fan Fest, if they hit between now and those, that'll be 10 days. So now the 11th day, you come in on that Monday.
Yeah, they hit for 10 straight days, I'm in.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it could be less than 10. I just have to see. I have to go by feel. Tonight, I think they're getting shut down a little bit. All right. Notre Dame. Rank the quarterbacks.
Well, Montana's won.
Montana's definitely won.
Well, I don't know some of those old school guys.
Well, they're not really old school. Not many old school guys.
I mean, it's a chasm.
The oldest school guy would be Joe Theismann.
Okay.
All right, he would probably be second.
Yeah, because there's a chasm left. Like, you got Brady Quinn.
You got Rick Meyer.
Rick Meyer was better than Brady.
You got Tony Rice.
Yeah, Rice didn't
work. You got Jimmy Clausen.
Yeah, so you're not getting anything.
You got Steve Berline.
Berline's third.
All right.
Yeah, Berline's third.
Yeah, not many great. They usually had system quarterbacks.
Yeah, like Holtz was running that option. You didn't need a passer.
Yeah. Now he had Ron Paulus there.
Yeah,
but he wasn't an NFL talent. Although he spent time with the Eagles, didn't he?
Yeah. No, he played in the NFL. He just wasn't real successful. Yeah.
Let's go to Sean at Coatesville. Sean, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Sean.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Sean?
Hey, first off, I think that Santino was a couple callers, and he's talking about Cleveland didn't like Manuel.
Yeah.
They used to be mad at Jose Mason, not Charlie Manuel.
Yeah, anyway. Charlie did take some heat for not taking the team to winning a World Series. I do remember that. He succeeded Mike Hargrove.
Right.
And that was a team that couldn't get over the hump, and he didn't get him over the hump either.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, but my thing was, Saturday I called the station, and I said two things that need to happen. I said Charlie Manuel has to come back as a hitting coach, and the new manager should be Jimmy Rollins.
Yeah, I remember you said Jimmy Rollins.
Jimmy Rollins, because you know what? Because he has that, he has that swagger. He can bring that. He can fuse that into the clubhouse to make these guys, to believe in themselves. Even though he doesn't have managerial experience, you know what I'm saying? That it just, he can just, he can always lean on Charlie Manuel if he needs help as his hitting coach. He could always go to him.
Yeah.
But I think Jimmy Rollins would be a great manager for the Phillies.
Well, there are two things at work here. Number one is I don't think Jimmy Rollins would be interested at all. Jimmy doesn't look like a guy that would want to be in a 162-game schedule and all the travel and all the grind.
You don't think he would be, huh?
No, because he's got a life of leisure now. He can pick and choose what he wants to do.
Yeah.
Second of all, I'm not so sure that this regime would choose a guy that never had managerial experience to be a manager.
Right, gotcha.
Like the NBA will do that every now and then.
Right.
The NBA throw a guy in there. But baseball, they don't throw guys in.
Because like Ty was saying, Dusty Baker, I'm not. I mean, he's a great baseball man, but he underachieved like with the Nationals. They were predicted to go to World Series.
Yeah, he's been a steady, successful manager, though. I mean, he may not have, you know, gotten to the big prize, but he's a steady, successful manager. I always liked Dusty the way he managed,
and Bryce really liked him. And they may have underachieved with him. They did far worse without him, the Nationals. So it's not like they made a manager change and they got better. They got far. They lost like 20 games worse.
Well, I can tell you this. If Charlie works his magic, you know, I have to be considering guys like that.
I want Gabe back.
Gabe's back.
I want him back.
All right.
Just balanced.
Jim in Havertown. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jim.
Yo, gentlemen, what's going on?
What's going on,
Natalie?
What's going on, Jim?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right, man. Mike, we already got you down, man. You're in the book. You said this team was going to come in fourth place. A pitching coach is going to make you change your mind?
A pitching coach?
I'm sorry. Hitting coach.
No, I didn't change my mind at all. I'm evaluating as we go here. I'm not swayed because Charlie Manuel's here. That they're going to make.
I thought a point just said if they hit for 10 days, you're back on board. I didn't know it was.
Well, if they hit for 10 days, that means that he's having an impact.
There you go. You got to have faith, brother. You got to be optimistic. I don't know why you're not optimistic, but nobody gets out of this team. Everybody's down the dumps with this team.
What reason do you have to be optimistic when they
have talent on the team? They didn't bring enough talent in. I'm not super, you know. I'm not going crazy.
They don't have enough pitching. They don't have enough pitching.
I agree with that. I'm not going to argue that. That's been proven.
Their hitting has to be extraordinary to overcome the lack of pitching. So that's what I'm waiting for. We'll see if the hitting can become extraordinary.
Man, I don't think it's going to become extraordinary, but it's got to get better, hopefully. Well, it doesn't have to, but I hope. I have hope. I shouldn't say optimism. I have hope.
Oh, good for you.
Guys, when you brought up Jim Everett, what's the first thing that pops in your mind?
His confrontation with Jim Rome.
Wait a minute. When you talked about Charlie Manuel closing the door the other day and having, you know, one-on-ones with people, what pops in your head with that one?
I don't know what.
The King. The Burger King guy.
I don't care about him. Why do you bring up stuff that you know I don't want to talk about? What is it? This guy, you know, we give him chances and he always messes it up.
That was a great call for him.
Until then. All right, James in Philly. James, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. James.
Hey, how you doing,
Mike? What's up, James?
I'm doing good. Hey, I got a quick question for you. Because I'm trying to get sold on the Phillies, but they kind of like, I don't want to sound like a downer. Do you honestly think they're going to get one of those two wild card spots?
Do I think they're going to get it? No.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And this is what scares me with this team. They come home and they look good against the Cubs, but they just had a road trip where they went 2-5 against teams that they're playing. They're right behind them in the wild card, and they go out there and funk up the joint. They look horrible against the Giants and the Diamondbacks. They go out there, go 2-5, and come home and beat up on a very good Cubs team. The Cubs is a good team.
Mm-hmm.
And how can you justify that? You go out there, they can't take care of business against the teams they're supposed to be.
Well, baseball is a very fickle sport, A. B, it's harder to win on the road. The Cubs don't win on the road either.
Yeah, that's as crazy as that is.
See, now it's a new day. You know, the slug that has held this team back is trying to be unearthed by Charlie Manuel. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we will see. And y'all touched on something too about the manager. I think there's one guy that could. Now, he don't have manager experience, but he has been an analyst. And I kind of like think Jim Thome will be a good manager for the Phillies. He's a likable guy in Philadelphia, and he's a hitter. He's a hitter mind. This dude, he knows his baseball. He talks hitting. He's actually been on the MLB Network. I watched him a couple of days ago. He was on there talking. The dude knows his baseball. I think he'll be a good fit as a manager in Philadelphia. Jim Thome, he's a likable guy here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we can pick out names and tour all day. You know, guys. Yeah, you would think would be good managers, but in baseball, it just doesn't work like that where they're going to throw a guy in. So here's the thing about great players. Great players have earned greatness, and therefore they have earned paychecks. And so now they're going to make $500,000 as a manager for 162 games? Yeah, they don't pay baseball managers like they pay other coaches, football coaches. Stan in Scranton, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Stan.
Yeah. I want to talk about the Phillies. Do you think they could get to the playoffs? Now, I know Charlie is he's not the manager, but you think even if they brought in someone like Schmidt to be the manager or even Mickey Morandini?
Why are we doing this? Why are we suggesting names for managers? How did this happen?
Why
would you think about a different manager? And why would you think about Schmidt?
Well, he did it once before.
Who did it once before?
Schmidty.
He did what?
He wound up managing.
Where did he manage?
I think he managed.
Oh, a minor AAA. League team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah, he, yeah. Man, it wasn't AAA. It was
AA.
Yeah, he didn't like it.
Yeah. Well, I just thought about that. You know, I figured, why not?
What's going on here?
One is 5 o'clock.
Yes, that's true. 5:22.
But now it's just pick a guy and suggest because you know his name. You have no idea if he can manage
or if he
wants
to
manage, and you just nominate him.
My body weary. Bernie Mac would say.
I guess people just think that they'd want to be managed, that everybody wants to be baseball manager.
Why would you want to be a manager?
I don't know how this veered that way.
What if they're doing real estate? What if they're doing something else?
And doing
else?
Just fine.
Right. What if they're just chilling, watching their kids play baseball or basketball?
Right now, there isn't the immediacy for a manager. If the Phillies wind up firing Gabe Kapler at the end of the year, it will become a topic on who they should hire, right?
And it's going to be an annoying topic.
But the idea now is not to get in the playoffs, so Kapler will keep his job. So I don't know if Mickey Morandini will get the slot. All right, so we'll take a break. We'll come back as we come down the home stretch at Mike Mussinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Mussinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
All right, it's time for the final Twitter poll numbers. 51% last time we checked on this. Let's check it out now. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons, Tensional Landscapers. Looking to repower a zero turn or a walk behind mower? Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement in stock. Visit PaulBMoyer.com for details. Horns!
Final horns, Mike, on today's Twitter poll, which had over 1,400 votes. Was last night's Phillies win a fluke? 49% say yes, 51% say no. So people believe.
There you go.
Hooray.
All right. Let me do a little promotional announcement. Hey, man.
What?
Well, I want to do like a real radio job. Hey, man, it's 80 degrees in Big City here on Hits 99. Hey, man, you can win a trip for 4 to Disney's NBA experience. You love the game of basketball. Now it's time to live it. Take your shot at the all-new NBA experience at Walt Disney World Resort with a special Fanatic giveaway. There are 2 ways to enter. Go to 975thefanatic.com or go to the contest page and enter to win. Or go to FanFest 2019 and on site, there will be a register to win area. How about that? All right. You know, it's funny when you do TV for 4 hours a day, things people rip you for, because they're paying attention. They're like zeroed in on your every move, right? So I just got in the last half hour, I just got ripped twice. Number one, apparently I'm not dressed dapper enough.
What?
Yeah, I'm not dressed dapper enough today.
What do you mean?
The guy said what happened to the days when you used to dress up. It's summertime. I got a polo on.
Is he buying your clothes?
It's a polo. It's got, see,
you got a collar shirt on.
The horse. Horse. It's a little purple polo. And it's a fairly new gray polo.
It's fine.
It's fine. Don't look.
The guy ripped me. Now, the next guy ripped me on Twitter. He said, for the love of God, can you take a link out of your watch? So.
What?
I can't.
Yeah, see, I have a watch here that is kind of loose fitting. Now, okay. This is an older watch. This is my, like, everyday watch. Because it's an old older tag where it's waterproof. And you keep
You've been in the tag watches for as long as I've known you.
This is the last tag. Like, this is at least, like, it has to be 20
okay.
years old.
So that's the watch. Yeah,
right.
Okay.
But so in the meantime, like the metal part, I guess, stretches out a little bit. And so but I kind of like it loose fitting because it's an everyday watch. You don't have to mess around with it. And you can wear it in the shower. You can sleep with it. You can bang it around or whatever. But apparently on TV, he doesn't like the way it's dangling.
You know what? Ask him what he does. Go into his work. And then, why are your pants like that? Why are your shoes like that? Why is your shirt like that?
Take a link out to make it tighter on my wrist.
What, is he someone's grandmother?
He's annoyed.
See, I got a vacation coming up.
He's a nag. That's
so
what he is.
I'm going to go and I'm going to slap that mop right out of his hand. That's his job.
All right. Whatever. I mean, you know. You're under a microscope when you're on TV. People notice different things.
Wait, but who has...
Apparently, I'm not dressed well enough today, and I got a dangling watch.
I wish I cared that much about anything. Right.
Let's go to Dan in Collegeville. Dan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dan.
What's going on, Mike?
What's up, Dan?
Not much, man. 2 years ago, I called in to the midday show, and I gave them a prediction on the Eagles. I said they were going to go 13-3, and they were going to win the Super Bowl, and they laughed, and they said that that's optimistic, and they hope it happens, and it happened. Today, I'm going to be giving you a prediction for this season. They're going to be going 13-3, beating the Saints in the conference championship and beating the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. I'm going to tweet it at you so that way you remember it when it happens in February.
All right, now where is that NFC title game played?
That is going to be played in the city of Brotherly
Love. All right, so the 13-3 gives them home field throughout. Now, is your prediction contingent on home field throughout?
It's not. Even if they don't get it.
They win in New Orleans to win the NFC. It doesn't matter.
I believe that they're going to be playing the Saints. They're going to win, and they're going to beat the Chiefs. In the Super Bowl.
All right. Well, that would be a fantastic finish for Eagle fans if that happened. Absolutely. Beat New Orleans and Andy Reid in Super Bowl would be extra satisfaction for some people.
Absolutely.
All right, Dan. Well, good luck to you on your prediction. Austin in the media. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Austin.
Hey, Mike. Great show.
What's up, Austin? How you doing?
In fact, this is my favorite radio show ever of all time, so I just want to thank you guys.
You have impeccable taste, my friend.
I really do. So I was down at the ballpark. I was down at the ballpark last night with my 7-year-old twins. It was their first game, first Phillies game.
Oh, that's nice.
It was nice. I got to tell you, the atmosphere was electric. It was like 2008 down there.
Uh-huh. That's cool, man. What? You have twin boys?
No, I got a boy and a girl.
Boy and a girl, okay.
I got the rich man's family without the wallet.
Okay, so is your girl into the Phillies as your son?
She was wearing an Eagles shirt. she was having fun though. We got a baseball, and you know everything was good.
Cool.
It was a good game.
Yeah, it sounds like a good time with the twins.
But I don't know what you have planned for the rest of the show. I know you got sound off and everything like that, but. Maybe you could just do like a homage to like Nick Foles, being that we're playing him tonight. Like, go over his like career.
Yeah, first of all, he's not playing. Second of all, why would I do that?
Well,
really, he's gone. He's no longer an Eagle. No more tributes.
But he's my favorite player, and he's the best. Like, I want to see how him and Wentz interact with each other. Like, Wentz might be like smug, like, "Oh, hey, Nick, what's up?" Like. Sorry, you're not here.
Yeah, they hugged. Apparently, they already hugged on the field.
Yeah, but was it a real hug or was it just like?
Yeah, I'm sure it was a real hug. What do you think? That Carson's jealous?
I think he might be a little bit jealous.
You're a Foles guy, huh?
I'm a big time Foles guy.
So you don't think the Eagles are better?
How's everyone
off?
Doing?
You think the Eagles are better off now with Carson as a starting quarterback?
No, I don't.
You would have kept Foles and traded Carson.
Yes, I would have.
Okay. Well, listen, you're entitled to your opinion. I don't think that would have been the right move, but Whitey in the Northeast, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Whitey.
Hey, yo, Mike. Yo, type on that.
What's going on,
hey,
man?
I can't believe I'm going to ask
you. See, you know what's really funny? What, if Tyrone answered that call, and he called you Whitey, how would you feel?
Yo, look, I was albino so, growing up.
You got a call in a week and a Tyrone's going, they'll call tomorrow.
And
Tyrone goes, so let's go to Whitey.
I know, how about it?
Go ahead.
Look, first of all, I can't believe I'm going to mention the Phillies. Charlie Manuel is a positive change, and if they're winning since he's been there, don't you think that's contagious?
He's not the manager, though. He's just a hitting coach.
No, I know, but just being there.
No, I don't think being there makes it contagious.
All right, that's all I'm going to say.
If he was the guy, if he was running the clubhouse, yeah, that's different. But, he's just the hitting coach, and he's kind of trying to stay out of Gabe's way and all that stuff.
I totally get it, but, you know what I mean? Like, the guys know the guy won a World Series, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
So, here's the thing, though, that I want to go to Eagles now. Mm-hmm. I hope the Eagles realize, like the Phillies didn't realize that they needed pitching, that the Eagles realize that they need a veteran backup.
Well, they have one.
Who? Cody Kessler?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He stinks.
All right. Then they have Sudfeld, who they like as a backup.
Well, Sudfeld's the main guy, and he's a three-year, kind of rookie, basically.
Well, what kind of a veteran do you want? All the veteran backups kind of stink. Like, they're the same level.
Can I hear something about Teddy Bridgewater?
You have to trade for him. You don't want to trade for a third-string guy, do you?
Look, do you really want, Carson going down? And then them not having a guy with no experience.
Well, who would be capable of winning a Super Bowl that's that good?
Yeah, I hear you.
As a backup. They're all pretty much the same. If you believe that Nate Sudfeld's not good enough to win and get you to the Super Bowl, do you believe that Teddy Bridgewater would be? And would it be worth the resources that you would have to trade to get him? No, probably not. All right, coming up, sound off right here on the Mike Missinelli Show. Back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
Sound off. You gotta be kidding me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, sound off time, but interesting news. I just saw on my Twitter. Jim Kenny's daughter got arrested for a fight that she had with the daughter of a local councilwoman in North Wildwood.
Wow.
I'm headed there next week. I'm headed there next week.
Really?
Yeah.
It was at 1:40 a.m. tussle.
That's
super. I'm going to be out there. I'm
gonna
be
just going to say that's super Philly. That's
go ahead,
all.
Girl.
That's all. That's super Philly.
610-771-9705. Let's see what we got on sound off.
If in one game, Charlie Manuel can have us score 11 runs and only give up one, what would have happened had he been manager all year? We might have been undefeated. Go Philly.
Are you dripping with sarcasm? Was that a sarcasm drip or... Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't care for that.
I watched the Phillies last night, and it was a different team. They were happy that Gabe Krapler is no longer in charge. Well, he's in charge, but he isn't. But Charlie's there. They were happy to have somebody that knows something about baseball. Just a great atmosphere for the players. I'm proud to say that I'm a Phillies fan, knowing that Charlie is back in the dugout.
There it is. That Northern Pennsylvania game hater. I'm proud that he's in the dugout.
Shenandoah.
So let's we get this straight. They're bringing Charlie Manuel in, and now what's he supposed to do? Make this team take off faster than a toupee in a fan factory? No way. Get rid of Gabe.
See, you just want to throw that toupee in a fan factory line out there, which I've heard like a million times. That's not that funny and novel.
That particular guy called the Midday Show.
He did?
With that same line.
You paying a fan factory?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
He came.
It's a rip-off. It's a commercial, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like he didn't make it up.
Yeah, it's not like it's not original. Come on, brother. He's come up with something original.
I told you yesterday, it's a lose-lose. Charlie comes out there. They score 11 runs. You got Harper hitting home runs. Real Muto driving people in, a grand slam. The crowd, Charlie, Charlie, Charlie. There is not much time left for Gabe Kapler in this city. Good night, Irene.
Yeah, see, you're not reading the tea leaves. Because if Charlie's successful, Gabe stays. Come on, man, you got to think second level.
Can you imagine how good Carson would be if you put Saquon in the backfield with him or if he had his Zeke Elliott we saw what Dak Prescott was like when he didn't have Elliott. He stinks. He's a joke. And the only idiots that think he's even on the same wavelength as Carson Wentz is your stupid, moron cockroach Cowboy fan.
I'm not so sure Carson would be all that good with a running back that has to carry the ball 20 to 25 times a game. I think that the greatness of Carson is that he's going to get it to weapons down the field with the arm. But I could be wrong.
Cole Hamels, you are a warrior. You will always be in my heart. I wish we could have got you that Yankees World Series in 2009. But last night, unfortunately, you were no match for Charlie Manuel's mashers.
Dave, it's getting in a little compliment here. Charlie Manuel, he's a game hater, Dave.
He's a Manuel hater, too.
Is he a Manuel hater?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, he is a Manuel hater. What happened to him, though? Did he have somebody give him a potion?
Yeah.
All right.
There's no denying that just bringing Charlie back brings a new atmosphere to the ballpark. The fans are chanting Charlie. The players are smiling. He's bringing smiles back to baseball. He's bringing the heart back. No more of that, you know, stupid little Gabe Kapler way of doing things. Men are swinging the bat, and it's fun. It's exciting. It's Charlie, baby.
I assume they're going 42 straight games by that rationale. So just hold on to your horses tonight. If they come up with an L tonight, you know, may hold your praise a little bit. But we'll see. I hope they win, but I'm not feeling them.
Charlie Manuel is not going to teach Bryce Harper how to hold the bat. He was doing that on the local news earlier. Come on. He's been batting the same way since he was 6 years old.
What in the local news? Well, what was she referring to?
What was she trying to change his stance? Was he trying to change his stance?
Was there some kind of picture of Charlie Manuel with Bryce Harper holding the bat?
I'm sure it was probably just maybe
before the game, he was probably a clip, right? Yeah, it was just a little something.
Yeah, all right, we read too much into it. Let's close it down.
Best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got enough beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610. 877-971-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
Good riddance. See you later.
All right, that was sound off. Normally it's the Cuz's Corner on Thursday, but the Cuz on vacation. So we got a radio pregame show with Jason Avant with Devon Givens at Parks tonight. So stay tuned for that. And on NBC Sports Philadelphia, it is Philly's Clubhouse and then some ball. Everybody have a great rest of the night, and we'll talk to you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.